Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So at work, you have a boss who's really cool and really smart and you kind of admire her. And I wouldn't say you're friends necessarily, but you get along really well for a work relationship. Now, all of a sudden, this company hires your ex-husband. And immediately, the chemistry between your cool-ass boss and your ex-husband is crackling. What do you do?
Welcome to Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Colin.
And I'm Ryan.
What?
That's a nightmare.
That's horrible.
Here's the thing. It is a horrible thing, but I think I know from when. Well, I don't know
from
if
whence,
I know.
From whence
I don't
it
know
came.
From whence it came.
From whence the hot took.
But yeah, that is tough.
Yeah,
are there still feelings with your ex-husband?
You would think there would be. Because, you know, like, you're reunited in this situation of, like, heavy duress. In fact, he comes in specifically to save your life.
Right. After you say, like, he was right and you were wrong about all the
you
things.
Sort of just declare it into the air.
Into the air, rather than just saying, look, it's a megalodon. You choose to say.
Yeah.
He was
if
right.
you want to get to brass tacks, it's like, he was right about the megalodon. Which none of us mentioned by name up until this point.
No.
Whatsoever. But, yeah, so I don't think you necessarily have feelings, but there is that sort of, chicks before dicks mentality that I think everyone can play, or everyone can fall victim of, you know. But as soon as
victim?
He gets... Well, you know, you don't want to have immature thoughts like that. You don't want to... be possessive and weird about relationships.
Especially
but
if it's clear that everyone's moved on.
Yeah.
And
right.
Here's what I say. I think, because I also know what this is from, and now that we've said the long word for the title, it's for the Meg. And this is I guess it's a slight spoiler. I guess it is a spoiler.
So spoilers for the Meg.
Here's a spoiler for the Meg. Nothing in the plot matters.
No,
it's
nothing
just
matters.
Immensely fun movie.
It's just like a bunch of really cool chase scenes where you're very worried for Jason Statham's little feet. Weren't you so?
He's got a lot of
bare feet
action.
Yeah,
so worried.
Bare feet and sharks.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
He's like his little toes are like so.
But
close
here's
to
the other
shark's
thing.
Teeth.
Literally
this
nipping at the
shark
gates.
Doesn't eat anyone for about 90 minutes.
No.
The deaths
no,
are
like
because of
minutes.
Submarine malfunctions.
Yeah, that's the first one. But that's
hubris,
the Meg
man's hubris
ate,
is a real problem.
The Meg ate the submarine.
Yeah.
But the Meg is not nothing everything you want from a shark and a human is the shark biting the human.
You got to work
not
for
biting
it.
Biting a ship.
You got to work for it.
Now, but isn't it all worth it?
I love how this hot take has just turned into the argument that the three of us have been having about the mic for the last week
okay,
and yeah. a half.
Here's what I will also say, because we haven't dug into this, because I knew we would on this podcast discuss uh-huh. the shipping mm-hmm. on the movie. I don't know that their attraction is so undeniable as much as the script is telling us over and over that they're super attracted to each other.
Oh, no. She plays it so well, I think. When he takes off his shirt, or no, he's getting out of the shower and he's wearing nothing but a towel.
He's very ripped. And those shoulders.
All she sees is shoulder bumps.
Yeah,
she walks in and she's like, oh my God, I have to like, she like turns towards the wall because uh-huh. the shoulder bumps are just like in her
they're
face.
They're so aggressive.
Yeah, oh my God.
Wait, she turns away from the shoulder bumps?
She had to.
She was flustered.
I see.
This yeah. is a very PG
yeah.
kind of romance.
They yeah. don't even, do they kiss?
At the very end.
At the very end, they
yeah.
kiss.
So actually, I heard a funny thing. I guess Statham was pissed because when they made it, he was anticipating it being a hard R.
Yeah.
And so he was not happy with the fact that they cut it to a PG-13. So I'm imagining they shot multiple sex scenes.
Oh my God.
Jason Statham.
Yeah. Just fucking that giant shark.
I worked out so hard for this.
Well, honestly, when we had the shirtless scene, I was not into the chemistry per se.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, are they really going to have sex in this movie?
That's
I was like,
I
okay, yeah. okay. I remember Colin and Kelly liked this. Maybe that's why they liked this movie.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it's it. But then, yeah. Okay, but here's what I will say. Ex-wife has a little bit of chemistry with old best friend. So what I think
yeah.
is this is giving ex-wife. Okay, so. So Statham had a best friend.
Okay.
What was his name? Mac.
Mac.
Yeah.
Who the fuck and is Mac?
Mac's the one who goes
the swarthy one with the dark curly hair.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
And
he was sexy,
lot.
Too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like
so
him.
So I think ex-wife has been thinking, I wish I could fuck Mac,
oh.
but we have this ex-husband thing. Then
right.
ex-husband comes back, falls in love with some third person. Everyone's cool. Now she and
now
Mac.
Now she's free to pursue
so
Mac.
Doctor and Dr. Lori, which is the name
yes,
of the ex-wife
Lori,
character,
sorry.
She was hella cool with it.
From oh, like
she was like, go.
She was almost yeah. relieved. She was yeah. like, oh, thank God you have someone.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And she was even like, I will hang out with the kid while you guys have sex. It's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Like she, oh, sorry. Other woman has a kid.
Okay.
The boss lady.
What is her name?
Boss lady has a kid who is eight, who
Swim.
Is in places eight-year-olds should not be.
Like they never know
shark.
Where that child is. I will also say
she does not get eaten by a shark, but
wow.
she almost
she
does.
Should be.
Everyone almost gets eaten.
Yeah, everyone almost gets eaten.
Including
what?
Ryan made a face. She stopped and made a face.
Okay.
This is, we're about
my
to get
number
into
one
hard
problem.
Spoilers.
Oh, yeah, this is a very hard spoiler. So honestly, skip ahead 15 seconds if
or
you don't want to hear
just
this.
Keep.
You should be walking to your nearest movie
yeah,
theater
pause.
Right now.
Go see it. Come yeah. back.
Frickin' Pippin, the little dog from the trailer. You see him get eaten.
Know,
and then later, he's completely fine.
I think
total
he got,
bullshit.
I think he
wait,
got
what?
Swept in the... So there's a little, like, Yorkie.
He's so cute.
That's
he's a little
swimming.
Pink bow on
his
head.
This very rich Asian.
Yes.
I would say
very
crazy rich. is
okay, but... Okay, let's just break down. That should have been a hot take. Let's break down this. Okay, so we are off the shore of the most crowded beach in the world.
Okay.
In China. So we're offshore, and this couple is just at their wedding on the boat, and the boat is, like, not docked, whatever you do when you're just, like, not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And the
anchored.
Entire...
Yeah, anchored.
But I don't know if they were literally... But yeah.
They were just, like, floating.
They're
floating. Not moving.
And the bridal party in their... Like, the bridesmaids, the groomsmen, in their outfits...
Yeah.
Jump into the... They're like...
They jump into the sea.
They jump into the sea.
And just jump into the sea.
They're yeah. so rich. They don't care.
No,
they're
the bride... cares.
Yeah, she gets
yes,
mad.
The bride
she's like,
is...
you're ruining my wedding.
Can
she's
you
literally like, you're ruining my wedding.
That would be crazy. Why would you do
wedding?
That?
What because do you mean, why so... would you do that? You're having a wedding with 12 people on a
yeah.
boat.
This
you,
is the thing,
if you
Colin...
expect your friends not to jump in the sea when you're having an at-sea
Colin
wedding,
is in the water.
You're, of course,
of course
Colin's
Colin
not
in the water.
At the
Colin's
wedding anymore.
Getting
it's over.
Eaten by the men.
I don't get invited to small, intimate weddings. Let's just say that. I'm a good time boy. Like, if you're having 200 people and you want to make sure at least 50 of them are on the dance floor at one time, that's when you bring in the Como.
Yeah.
Como's
yeah.
gonna get
Colin. I can't believe you're making someone else's wedding about you.
Everything is about me. That's not true.
I just wanted to mention really quickly
yeah.
about the Meg too, about shipping particularly.
Yes.
The thing that confused me about shipping,
yeah,
and I did not know who I was supposed to be shipping.
Right,
was the constant hands on other people's shoulders.
Yes.
Did you notice?
Yeah. How
anytime anyone was behind anybody, their hands were on their shoulder.
Yes.
Not on the chair, on their shoulders.
Like as they're like watching something?
They're
or
talking.
What's like the con?
Is that a Chinese
behind them?
Gesture?
I don't know.
Because this movie was a co-produced with a Chinese production company.
Sure.
So it was made to release there and here. So there's honestly, it's cool. There's a lot of like Chinese language.
They
spoken,
get like a lot of Chinese talent.
Yeah.
It's like if I were talking to Colin, he would have to be facing the other way.
No. You were talking to me.
Okay.
Kelly
I would
be
behind
be
you, my hand on your shoulder.
Yes.
And she would have your hand. You would be
and
in a chair.
Ryan would
she'd
be behind Colin, hand on shoulder.
Yeah.
And
so maybe that's how we should record this show.
That's pretty good. If this turns into a back rub train, I'm fine with that. We don't even have to do the show.
So I was like, oh, am I supposed to be like thinking that this person is this person?
Yeah.
But then I also felt chemistry between Ruby Rose and ex-wife. At the end, they kept hugging each other like crazy. And I was like, what's going on
if
there?
If they had just given them a kiss,
yeah,
we could have just been satisfied.
Then it was like, oh, I get it. But they were like hugging so much nonstop. I was like, okay, I know you're happy to not be eaten by the Meg, but...
Yeah, also, and I can't remember his name. Was his name Carlos? What was the guy, the like other surviving guy? Like, we should be running away from these sharks.
DJ.
Oh, DJ.
Yeah. Okay.
Page.
DJ, at the end, sees a hot chick.
Yeah.
But that girl looks 15 years old.
She does look pretty young. I think the thing is that...
Wait, he just sees a
he
chick?
He sees her and then he like goes
rescued,
and... That's like,
so they're pulled out of the water by this very same wedding boat.
Yes.
Okay.
But I think this was a junior bridesmaid is what I'm saying. I don't think...
Here's what I think. I think
you think
that
old ring bearer.
I think that
old flower
was,
girl.
I think it was that she's Asian and... Because to me, she looked like she could have been maybe like 20.
Okay.
But... I think it's that, like, again, like, when we were talking about Crazy Rich Asians, I mean, everyone looks, like, flawless skin. So I was wondering maybe, like, I was like, oh, maybe she did seem a little young to me, but then I just clocked it to, like, oh, well,
that
my
you
people
just
are just really good at aging. They all look amazing all the time.
You just don't understand their love is what it comes down to.
One last Meg moment. Or not moment, but thing to discuss.
Okay.
Ruby Rose,
yes.
Who is arguably one of the, like, a strikingly beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I shouldn't argue.
Agreed.
She is a strikingly beautiful woman.
Mm.
Symmetrical. She's got the tats. She's got the tude. It's all great.
I am wondering something.
If her hair.
Yeah.
It is
what'd
kind
they do
of
with
like
her
cartoon hair.
It looks like anime hair.
It looks like anime hair.
Okay.
But on a human person. So it's
like
long.
What flavor of anime hair?
Goku.
Spiky.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Goku,
all right.
But like recently wet.
Yeah, so it looks like she has like an undercut and it's down probably around her cheekbones.
Okay.
So like what if it was dry? It would be very attractive on her. Instead, she gets out of the shower, I guess, and does gel in little spikes that just hang around her head.
Like down.
Okay.
Down.
All right. I can see it.
Like it's kind of like My Hero Academia hair or like you know, like down and I don't want to say it's like All Might, like two pieces, but it is like aggressive down.
Yeah.
Aggressive like down.
It's
chunk
not even
spikes.
Twisted.
It's not
like,
just
you know some people like would do like twist.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it's
yeah.
not twist.
It's not twist. It's just,
but they're down.
Yeah. Okay.
It's as if
here's
she took a comb.
If she spiked
stalactites. Instead of
yeah,
I forget which is which. Yeah. Actually,
stalagmites because they have to have the mite to hold on to the top.
That's a good one.
That's the rhyme.
All right.
I don't.
But
recall.
If it were going up, so it would be
they're
like
hanging
Goku.
On tight.
Complete Goku.
Yes, if it were going up,
right.
With
but
a little
that would have been interesting.
In the middle,
yeah.
And then,
yeah.
Right.
But instead, it just looks like a fashion don't. And
may I counterpoint?
Please.
I think it looked wonderful.
You
I think
loved
she
it.
I loved.
You loved it.
I think she totally pulled.
That was one of my minuses for the movie.
Really?
Yeah. I wasn't into the hair, and when she comes out of the water and her hair
and
is back,
like,
I was like, "Dang,
so
you look dope as shit." But I mean, maybe it was like I don't know. I could see
she's
that being
edgy.
A kind of like
she's spiky.
Yeah,
she's like
okay,
kind of mean.
Yeah,
but
that's the look for like edgy tech person.
Mm-hmm.
In like I could see that in an Asian film, like like that person has that hair.
Yeah,
but it's misguided.
It looked like she
it
could
doesn't look great.
Take they were firm enough that she could take her hand and like do a
no
full back.
No, her hand
and
was
they would
stuck.
Just spring. No, no, no. You
no,
you
her hand wouldn't
cup him. You cup all the spikes as one, and then they fall right
and
back
then,
to where they were.
And then all of that gel like crumbles, and then you have the white like
yes, the white shit.
Christie's
yeah.
falling out.
Yeah,
it's funny because she does fall in the water at one point. It's
a shark movie. Cloud of gel.
And her hair like slicks back, and she looks like, so amazing. Hot. And then her coworker is like, "Nice hair."
I know
and
what I'm happened to
like,
your hair.
And I'm like, wait. What that do was, you think is happening, DJ? Because I think this it is looks amazing. Great. This is a glow
things
up.
Are improving.
Yeah,
that was the second most out of place hair joke I've ever seen in a movie, second only to Han saying that to Leia in Force Awakens.
Yeah,
you changed your hair. It's been 40 years, man. She hasn't worn the buns in 40 years.
She also didn't wear the buns over. That many times like, in
once?
The original.
No,
yeah,
I know.
She changed her hair multiple times in a movie.
Here's the thing, Han in Force Awakens.
Yeah.
He's a little awkward. He is not on his game.
He doesn't know what to say.
Harrison Ford doesn't want to act in movies anymore?
Yeah. I think it's...
Well, so he almost killed himself in the plane crash during the production, right? So,
yeah,
like,
he's had a lot.
Oh, he was roughed up.
Lots going on.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't know if you remember, they have a son who is now evil. Who murdered a bunch of children.
That would make things... I was thinking of Harrison Ford's evil son. I'm like, really?
Yeah, with Calista Flockhart.
Oh, my God. Do you not see the traits? Calista and Harrison.
Yeah, it's that dancing baby, you remember?
Oh my God.
That would be amazing. Okay.
It's so cool that they did that dancing baby with CGI that early.
No, I like practical production.
I mean, I normally do too, but that was innovative. Do you think the dancing baby would have worked as a puppet?
As a marionette, I would have been into it.
As a marionette.
Ew.
Or you can like see all the strings and even like the puppeteer above.
This is some fucking goosebumps shit. This is like you nasty motherfuckers. I never want to see
what,
that.
You don't have a puppet ship?
I do. Actually, you know what? Mine's anti. Now that I think about it,
oh,
I
damn.
Have anti-ship.
Oh, this is what we're doing today, by the way. We are doing puppet ships.
You may not have known because that might have been the best segue in same-day shipping history.
That was really good.
Yeah, it was tight.
We nailed it. Oh, tweet at us about that one.
But only if you liked it.
Yeah. We don't want to hear critiques. Right.
Like, please no 3-star reviews of that segue.
Well, so this is because the Happy Time Murders?
Yes. Is out.
Right? Yes, is out today. Are we excited about Happy Time Murders? Like, Ryan and I were talking about it last night.
I'll see it, I guess. But yeah. I'm not like, oh boy.
If people tell me it's amazing, I will see it. Because I like that kind of thing.
That like mashup of worlds.
Yes, I love, like I was telling Patrick, I want sequels to Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
About like people investigating crimes in Toontown, which is essentially this.
Mm-hmm.
But this is aimed at adults, which I am one.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
It's kind of like a similar to Cool World. The more adult Who Framed.
When I was a kid, I hated Cool World. It was too sexy.
Yeah, it was very sexy.
Yeah. I was like, I can't handle this sexiness.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit, I think, is the... Well, first, is one of my favorite movies ever.
I love that flick. It's so good and so funny.
It's so funny.
And looks awesome.
It looks really good. And it's like the perfect amount of raunchiness, I felt like. And I think there's something I don't like. And I wonder if it's prudishness. There's something that I don't like about taking something that's usually for kids and being like, this is going to be nasty as fuck. I don't know. I mean, I'm just like...
I think I've always enjoyed that. I was always a fan of like Greg the Bunny and like South Park and like any cartoon that kind of...
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I do like Rick and Morty and I like cartoons that are raunchy. I guess, I don't know.
It almost feels like since the, maybe it goes back further than this, but like since The Simpsons, like cartoons have had like the option to go into like, that's not just a kid's thing, right?
Yeah.
So like Rick and Morty and South Park don't feel like they're subversive because they're cartoons doing raunchy shit. Like, I don't think, with like a few exceptions here and there, there aren't a ton of like super raunchy puppet things.
Yeah,
like there's a handful, but for the most part, we're like that's all overridden by like Sesame Street and the Muppets.
Yeah,
so something like Happy Time Murders feels, like I'm with you. Like, it feels a little bit kind of gross.
Well, and it's a little too contrived for me.
But I don't know that Kelly, you'd be interested in a movie that was raunchy for its own sake either.
No, exactly.
Raunchiness isn't really your style.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't love raunchiness either.
Yeah,
but, like, because I think of like I was thinking like, would I want to watch cartoons have sex with each other? No, but I'll watch an old episode of Venture Brothers.
Yeah,
and
that's
happens
true.
On that, but that's not, it's not raunchy to be raunchy. It's like that is part of what is happening in that world.
Yeah,
right.
Whereas the trailer for Happy Time Murders, some of it seems good,
and then some of it is an extended ejaculation joke.
Yeah,
With
silly string.
Ew, for real.
And the Maya Rudolph character, the receptionist, is like out in the like at the desk out front, and she's like, "It's going to be a minute," and you can hear like the guy coming, and then all of the silly strings against all the over wall, the, and then yeah. you go inside and you see, and it's like everywhere, and it's covering everything, and it's
a little funny.
But it's a little funny,
but it's also a little
it's
like
very much just like, is that the tenor of all the jokes? And I feel like I would just sit there being like, "Oh, this feels like puerile." But if the story is like this noir,
you
sometimes
can
it has earn very
that
blue.
Cum joke.
Yeah,
earn it.
That's the thing.
Oh, you
okay,
absolutely
don't
can earn
do that motion. When you talk
you don't have to do that voice.
You can start real slow.
You can just really
yeah. You can
earn it.
Like you can just like just speak normally when you say that. You don't have to do that.
Closing my eyes as tightly
yeah,
as I
tightly.
Can.
Okay, so what is your anti-ship?
It is, and it's a friendship ship, and I do not enjoy Uh-oh. It. And I wonder if you guys will fight me on this.
Uh-huh.
So, first of all, it's from the movie Labyrinth.
Okay.
Which I love, and I will say my ship that I enjoy, which I know it's wrong, but I do like fucking the Goblin King, Jareth, with, what's her name?
Sarah. Mm-hmm.
With Sarah.
Wow.
Okay.
Grody.
Which is gross.
You're
I
literally
know.
About to anti-ship the ship that I brought today.
No! Do you...
Fight,
okay,
fight,
I anti-ship
fight, fight.
Poggle and Sarah.
That's my
fuck
ship. That is
Poggle.
My ship.
Fuck,
fuck you!
That
fuck you, Poggle!
No,
you have no,
no
idea what
no,
Hoggle's
no,
been
no,
through.
No. Poggle is, no a, idea is, what Hoggle's been is through. A craven piece of shit.
He needs a friend more than anything.
Except, what does he do? He ditches his friend in the bog to deal with that big... what's his name?
The big furry dude?
Like Pluto or Bluto?
Ludo.
Or
Ludo.
Yeah,
Ludo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hoggle fucking ditches her
yeah,
for Ludo. And he, thinking she could die. Lucky for her, there's a connection between her and Ludo. But he ditches her after she has only offered him companionship.
Yeah, and he was... his arm was twisted and he's living in constant fear of this precious Goblin King of yours who can destroy him, snap his finger and completely obliterate him. That's
Thanos style.
Yeah, exactly. And so he's like torn.
He's just following orders.
He is a conflicted character. He's a good character.
I think he's a good
if
character.
If he was pure of heart fucking Lancelot, then he's boring.
No.
And who wants to watch that? There's no growth in those characters.
No, here's the thing. No, I agree. I agree that he does need to grow, and I enjoy character growth. I don't need Sarah to have to teach him growth.
But then what's the point of having them in a movie together?
I don't want to see
it. That's what relationship.
I don't want to see it.
I think she says drop him from the movie.
Drop
that's
him.
That's insane.
We don't need him. We don't need
that
him.
That is crazy.
We don't need him.
Also, dramatic necessity doesn't excuse, like, if you're trying to ship or anti-ship something, right?
But here's, okay, well.
Also, he gives her the peach.
Yeah.
He drugs her!
He's a bad creature.
Friend.
He's a bad creature. But they become friends. He turns it around.
She
forgives
you're saying
him.
Hoggle,
she loves him.
You're saying Hoggle at the end.
Yes.
Not Hoggle at the beginning.
Here's their journey is what, I mean, I'm not going to just say put them at this point. The journey is what makes
I just
friendship.
Think she forgives him for something that I would never forgive someone for.
Drugging you?
Yeah. With a nasty little peach. Like,
yeah, with an apple?
Yeah.
Fine.
Maybe.
With an apple? Fine.
Maybe.
Did you guys see in the other Wreck-It Ralph 2 promotional stuff that Snow White is wearing a shirt with like a poison apple on it?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't give a fuck.
Hey, guess what?
She's taking the power back.
I want a whole movie of that Princess Slumber Party.
I love that.
Because
yeah.
it seems
Slumber
like
Party.
It has the right like attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it has all the princesses.
Mm-hmm.
They are getting along.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah.
I've been loving like the shots of them doing selfies too that people have been posting. Very cute. I can't believe. I cannot believe.
This is the same day shipping curse.
I can't believe
so
we
happy.
Both picked the same ship. And
ship V anti ship.
One was V and one was
and
anti.
And you guys usually aren't.
We usually agree.
Simpatico.
We usually agree.
Wait a minute. And this goes back to a question that we got a couple weeks ago about what do you do when like your SO has their your OTP as their
no
OTP.
Yeah. What do we do?
I think we said don't talk about it.
We now.
And we're trained professionals.
I think we're like confirmed what we've always known, that any kind of relationship between me and Colin is doomed.
That's what literally everyone on the show says about a relationship with me.
This is why we're such good friends.
on. Morgan's been saying that for years. I could read it in Patrick's eyes.
No, you and Patrick would
burn. We would have a nice long life together.
We would have fun.
You'd look off wistfully at the sunset, each of you. And you guys would just have instead.
And you guys would just choose not to talk
Kelly
about
it. Kelly or Ryan
Hoggle.
Would have chosen to love me, but both decided not to.
I don't think that's it.
No, it's not that we're not choosing to love you. It's that you love Hoggle.
Look, part of it for me is, and it's not exclusively her friendship with Hoggle, which I think is beautiful, and I love the growth, and I love the journey that they go on, and the fact that she, like, in the end, shows how much she loves and needs him, but also, I ship her with all of the fucking puppets, because you know who else is there? When she looks longingly into the mirror and is like, I just want my friends back with me. Mm-hmm. I forget the exact line.
That little caterpillar?
Oh, well, all the bad guys are there.
Yeah, all the bad guys.
All the bad guys are there because they're awesome fucking puppets. And she's clearly like just a little loopy, maybe, if we're going to take this movie literally.
Yeah, no, she's broken.
She might just have
she's
a little.
It's a metaphor for puberty, right? Like, she becomes a monster teen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, and then all the monsters living in her,
inside her,
like, get to come out and play. And
they're
party.
Like, we're body hair and pimples.
This is what I love.
We're rubbing yourself on the couch.
But I do. Ew.
Oh, that's
Patrick,
puberty.
Patrick, don't straddle the armrest.
I'll get down.
I do like her with the world. I do like her with the world of their. Like, I like that, and I love. I mean, Labyrinth is one of my favorite movies. Mm-hmm. I love that world. I love all the puppets. I love David Bowie. I love all of that. Mm-hmm. I just
think Hoggle's a piece of shit.
He's the poison.
I think, honestly, if we want to get real deep about this, I feel like you're probably more accustomed in your life to being betrayed by people, whereas I'm more accustomed to being forgiven for betrayals that I've committed.
Interesting.
Oh my God. Interesting.
Wow.
Interesting. Whoa. This might be the most insightful thing you've ever said. Yeah, oh my God. Yeah. Interesting. Oh, I mean, if you're going to say that I'm a victim of everything that's ever happened in my life, I'll jump on board with that. And how dare you say that, and how dare you betray me by saying that.
Please forgive me.
I will.
All right, great. Perfect.
I ship it.
What's your polo? What's your polo? I'm so thrown by this realness.
This is incredible. I feel bad now having to follow it.
Okay.
So my puppet chip. Have you seen the 1986 Christmas Jim Henson special, The Christmas Toy?
No.
Oh man, maybe.
So it's almost like a proto Toy Story. In that it's about like a room full of toys that like come to life when people aren't there and people can't see them.
Awesome.
And they're all these like Jim Henson puppets. And it follows Rugby, who is a tiger toy who was opened last Christmas and therefore was the fucking star of Christmas. All the other toys know that this is what happens every Christmas. We get a new toy and like the one who was the favorite last year is now no longer the favorite. And that's just like what happens. Yeah. Rugby's like, nah, man. I'm going to be the favorite again this Christmas.
Yeah, so, nightmare. Like,
he stages...
I mean, he's a stuffed tiger named Rugby.
He's so cute.
That's very cute.
He's so cute. Rugby's the best. And so, like, he stages this whole plan to, you know, like, go down and, like, get in the box and, like, do it again.
Oh, that's a really cute idea.
Yeah. Whoa, that is sad as shit!
It is sad as shit.
Oh, no!
Well, it's like when... Because a lot of these things are, like, metaphors for siblings.
Yes.
You know how, like, older siblings will crawl in the crib.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that's a whole thing. I never did.
Yeah. I never did either.
Because I was ready to be little mom. I did not want to be little
baby.
Right.
Yeah, I would pick the baby up from the crib.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so funny.
My siblings are 5 years on either side. Yeah. So, like, we were, you know, past being, like, the baby again. But so, Rugby's best friend is a cat toy who's just, like, a little mouse named Mew. That like the cat, and obviously his name is Mew because that's the only thing the cat can say.
Yeah.
But so like Mew and Rugby are like good friends, even though Rugby's sort of a shit to Mew.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps calling him cat toy, and like they make fun of how he smells like catnip.
That's fucking rude, dude.
It's rude.
It is, but Rugby
comes
is
from
a little
privilege.
He's a little cocky.
Well, it's not just him. Like all the rest of the human toys are like kind of ragging on
class
so mean.
Thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're human
class
toys.
Or race, a cat.
There's a lot of it there.
Okay, great.
But Mew.
I think I'm sensing Kelly's mood today.
No. So Mew Mew does help Rugby like get down to the Christmas tree. And this is like a dangerous thing because unlike in Toy Story, if these toys are seen moving about, they are frozen and they freeze forever. They're forever lifeless toys. Okay.
Whoa.
So,
That's crazy.
Some real fucking stakes. And like there's a clown toy that gets seen like halfway through the movie.
Yeah, that's fine. Kill that.
And it gets killed. And like a little telephone thing that's cute. And it also, but so they're down at the tree. And you know, they discover that there's like a cool new space toy in there. Yeah. And Rugby's like coming to terms with the fact that like he doesn't get to be the special thing this Christmas.
Space again.
Yeah.
Space again. Not again. Prigen.
Yeah.
Prigen. Yeah. Meteora predates Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meteora greater than Buzz Lightyear. I'm just going to say it.
Meteora is the name of the space toy.
Is the space. She's like a space queen with like a sword and a cape. She's fucking awesome.
Yeah. That's cool.
And Woody have to both be boys. Okay, moving on.
Well, because it's Andy's.
Because boys would not play with other types of toys, and also boys can only compete with boys because women are no competition.
He had a little Bo Peep.
Yeah, but that was for his sister. That was his sister's toy.
He had a sister?
He's a little baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A baby sister?
I always felt like little Bo Peep was like part of a lamp or something.
No, she might have been older.
Like a clock or something.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Women stay in the house, and she's part of a lamp.
Mew, the little girl is like coming down, the little like actual human girl is like coming down to like sneak a peek at her Christmas presents, and Mew like kind of ventures out to like warn Rugby, and Rugby and Apple, who's this doll that's with them on this journey, like hide away so they don't get seen, but fucking Mew gets seen.
No,
and
Mew
frozen, and poor little Mew.
Oh, this is like how like the black character has to die first. This is horrible.
Here's the thing.
Sad.
Rugby goes up to Mew and sings to him about how important he is to him.
I'm going
to
cry.
And how they're like real friends. And he's like, I was being selfish and I'm so sorry. I didn't like see you. You were seeing me, like helping me with my irrational thing that I just needed to work through on my own. And that brings Mew back to life.
Yes! Oh my God.
Like Rugby discovered that the way to bring frozen toys back to life is to like confess your love to them in song. So I ship Rugby and Mew from Jim Henson's A Christmas
Story. Very
as
cute.
Do I.
Holy crap, I want to watch it now.
It's here's the thing. Great. I was trying to look for a way to stream it, and like it's not on iTunes, it's not on Amazon even to pay for it. I think it was on Netflix a couple years ago around Christmas time. It's just gone now. So I may like go on a crazy hunt to like try and find a copy of it on DVD or something.
Yeah.
But it's so fucking good. And it's got all these really good songs. And like, I just want it in my life. I don't care. It's not Christmas. I want it now.
Oh, sure.
That sounds awesome.
That's great. What a great ship.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Ryan, what was your puppet ship?
Yours were all so good. And I had a lot of trouble because I have a lot of puppet anti-ships.
Mm. Yeah.
I think I have trouble like wanting puppets together. So I went like a sideways way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys familiar with the music video for Bye 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 by NSYNC?
Yes.
Yes.
Where they are marionettes.
When they are puppets?
Okay. I ship.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
Justin Timberlake circa Bye 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 with Britney Spears.
Is this ramen hair, Justin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Crunchy ramen hair.
This is like two of them in Canadian tuxedos.
Yeah.
Awards.
Yes.
Them at their peak.
I ship it. I love that we got like a bunch of songs about her cheating on him out of it. I ship it.
So yeah.
That's how I came in on
this. You ship the version of this that we have in our timeline, or do you have a forever ship?
Oh, no. They were the right time. They were good at the point.
So it was the 18-year-old hot and heavy, crazy tuxedo, tuxedos, and then move on with your lives.
And I hope that like maybe once a year they go and have brunch, like when he's in Vegas, but like no paps. Like paparazzi, like just the two of them.
I thought you were saying Paps.
Oh, no, Paps.
Like they're not drinking PBR.
I realized I should have just said paparazzi.
Look, no domestic beers. No medical procedures.
And they just like talk about old times because they were friends when they were kids.
Yeah.
And they're like over it, but they're, you know, they ask each other about, does he have kids? He has kids, right? With Jessica Biel. Did I make that up?
No idea.
Yeah,
okay.
No, I know almost nothing about his relationship.
There's no way to know.
They talk about her kids. And yeah, and she's like, I saw The Sinner. It was really good. And he's like, yeah, no, I'm really proud of her. And then they kiss on the cheek, and then they see each other next year.
Sure, super cash ship.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, but like it was hot and it was
sure
intense.
Once upon a time,
when it burned,
yeah.
And now
you know,
it's over.
A first love is it's there's something romantic and doomed
know,
about that.
We're not supposed to do real people. I just remembered. But also, that, I'm but the version
sort
of them is not a
it
real.
It doesn't exist
it's
anymore.
It's a fantasy version,
right? And also, you, since the inn was puppets,
yeah.
Maybe we assume that he's wearing that makeup all the time. I don't know.
Yes, please.
I found out he does have a child.
Oh, okay.
Silas Randall Timberlake.
Silas is a cute name.
Yeah. And he wants to have as many kids as he can, as quoted by people.
Oh, people.
Oh, people.
What's the holdup?
Yeah, I was going to say one well, is not his, as many as you can.
You can have one.
Maybe
you can
it
have
is
a dozen.
One. I don't know.
Well, and his wife is working.
She's busy, dude.
She can't just have a baby.
Who's he married to?
Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel? Okay.
Yeah, she's working. She just did The Sinner.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's good. It's very like addictive, watchable.
Nice.
Like,
on
I'll
a scale
it.
From one to Meg.
It's on a different scale. It's like if Meg was rated R.
Can I just say really quick, there's one moment that makes the Meg worth it, and it's the moment that we discover there's two Megs. The one...
The
Meg
jumpy.
Eats another Meg! Sorry, spoiler alert!
There's Meg on Meg eating?
But
Meg
we never know what they were to each other. We'll never know how they felt about each other.
That's true, because I
we'll
remember
when
we talked about
we'll never know if we can ship
it
or not.
Yeah.
Well,
if we could ship it as food.
we should do food ships where we just ship something with something it eats.
Oh, I ship myself with that bagel that we had for breakfast.
Ooh. Yum.
Mm.
Two relationships!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.